Episode one of The Jump Off, presented by Gepper. That's us, co-host Mike and Connor O'Day. Connor, kick us off with the jump off thought.
So today we're going to start with a quote. So this quote is going to come from a guy named Tony Cleaver, who's the author of A Chain of Flames. And the quote is, "You cannot begin until you begin."
Very, very relevant to episode one of a podcast. I mean, we've been talking about this for months, if not longer, and there's always countless barriers to anything, countless friction before beginning. And finally, we just said, let's just do it. So we're doing it raw, we're doing it live, and we're beginning.
Yeah, and I think that's a great way to start. I mean, obviously now there's kind of an interesting ecosystem and interesting thoughts that are happening with a lot of people where they're trying to think about what to do with the next stage of their life. These big, gigantic corporations thinking to maybe join an early stage company, maybe start something of their own. And they always kind of face the same challenge, just beginning.
It's relevant, like beginning, yeah, sure, a major chapter or a major project, but like there, episode two, we're going to have to begin some other new project or venture. Every day you have to begin. So, I mean, that quote is just like omnipresent, if you will.
Yeah, but I think people also do have a lot of excuses for why they don't begin and why they don't start.
For sure, it's easier that way.
It definitely is easier. But I think just starting kind of alleviates a lot of those excuses and moves them out of the way. These excuses are almost a barrier to entry for a lot of people. And it's a lot easier to just make them and talk about something and think about things as opposed to just starting. And I think that...
Well, so go on.
No.
Well, so bringing this to this own project... how do you feel right now about starting? I mean, it's 12 o'clock a.m. Like, we could be sleeping and we're starting a podcast.
I mean, I think it feels invigorating. Definitely feels like the start of something new. So obviously exciting. I guess after a long day, it's just somewhat re-energizing to have a conversation like this with it being 12:30 at night.
Is that because you know it's going to live somewhere? Like, because I mean, we have these conversations not recorded often or that we don't plan on sharing. So do you feel a different energy to that because it feels more real?
I think so. And I think a different level of focus. And I think there's a shift there, right? And there's kind of a different, mentality. So when you actually start something and you're in it, I think there's just a different level of kind of awareness of what's going on. And it's a little bit more heightened than opposed to just having like a regular conversation on the phone or just talking about something. That's just kind of happenstance. But actually now, and to your point, living somewhere probably drives a lot of this. I think there is some re-energizing factor of this, some reinvigorating factor of this. With even it being late at night, it still is exciting to start.
Yeah.
The real key, I think, is carrying this energy from the start all the way to the end.
Well, you have to make it feel natural, because if everything always feels like a start and a big adventure, like that's not sustainable. So that energy, it's not going to be the same energy. It can't be the same energy. So it's like what carries you through? I mean, for us here, like, I mean, let's speak on my behalf here, but I think we share the same thoughts. I mean, together we're playing across like a range of businesses, like pretty deep in a few of them. And our ambitions are significant. We think we're good and capable, but it's like we have to share more context around like what we're actually doing, what our experiences are, what our takes are on things. So, I mean, the easiest way to do that is conversation. Like that comes natural, you know. Conversation, there's less friction around that than like the written word, which, I mean, doing some writing too, but everything has to be perfect there. Like, conversation is more forgiving. So it's like with that bigger goal in mind, I think that's what helps carry something through versus like just the idea of, oh, we're starting, we're doing something new. It has to be like, what's the end can always be shifting, but that end goal or something of substance has to be there in my mind.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But to this point, so anything starting new is going to be exciting, and it's having to figure out how to almost artificially manufacture celebrations or milestones that you can just say, hey, like I accomplished something. And I think this first podcast, actually putting something out where it's available and people can actually listen to it, this is one big kind of milestone that we can check off. And I think that's something that, especially because there are so many ups and downs, right? And it can't always be this high energy. That's just not possible.
Well, it's funny. I feel like we have a decent sense of expectations on things. And like even this project, like I know like 7 people are going to listen to it. That's fine. But there's other levels of benefit. Like even if we let's just say, probably if you're stumbling upon this, you're coming through LinkedIn, let's just say, if 7 people listen to it, 200 others have seen a post around it. It's all those small gains compound over time. So like if we're able to stay consistent with it, and I think pumping out like 15, 20 minute conversations over the course of a week, we can do a couple of them, you know? And that 7 in time becomes 100, which some portion of those become real business opportunities for us. Like, so yeah, it's interesting and fun to just get our thoughts out there, but there's material reasons to do it as well.
Yeah. And I think that once people start realizing, going back to the quote of you cannot begin until you begin, thinking about the whole like journey, I actually think that ends up being the easy part. And once you are able to block
thinking out about the journey,
once you're able to block out these excuses and once you're actually on the journey, you're like you kind of said earlier, conversation, you're kind of beginning every single day or every single project or anything to potentially take on. And it's being able to kind of push that through. Sorry, I kind of just lost my train of thought. I had something else positive to say, but I just lost myself there.
No worries.
But yeah, I mean, one of the other comments that I was going to make is like a lot of people, especially today, right? A big kind of conundrum is that the grass is always greener. So like looking at somebody else that's doing something cool or working on an interesting project or working at an interesting company, everyone always asks that question, like, well, and it usually comes back to like, you cannot begin until you begin. And usually it has to come down to like taking a chance. And I think even I think even starting a podcast like this is essentially us taking a chance. And if there is only 7 people that listen to this first episode, great. But that still is us taking a chance saying that, okay, at least even one person may think this is interesting and valuable, even though we are just kind of talking, it's somewhat raw, it's somewhat unfiltered.
And this episode's a little bit fluffy, but dude, the downside risk is like nothing. It's like, okay, we are like, what we're helping people with is building and building from zero. Like we're capable of that. We come in at higher levels, but like we're capable of building from zero. So like, sure, you're going to be tested. You're going to be doing things like if we spend 20 minutes of our time and no one listens, it's like, we've gotten marginally better. We learned something. That's a win. That all that stuff compounds.
Yeah. And I mean, to that point, and this kind of all goes back to like the mentality of even beginning. I think tying it into excuses and people not like starting and not beginning and kind of experiencing that compound. I believe Gary Vaynerchuk said this, that 99.9% of the thoughts that occur in your head never come to reality. And I think a lot of that stuff, especially with even beginning anything, a lot of people, and I've been guilty of this, has just been living inside my own head. And it's not even creating excuses, but kind of creating these artificial scenarios that aren't going to really come to fruition. And that almost prevents me from beginning. And I think that's kind of the case with a lot of people.
It's fear, and getting over that fear is easy once you realize that no one is listening. No one really cares. Like this podcast is not the world's best podcast. It is 10 minutes. It doesn't matter. It matters zero. Like, because, rightfully so, everyone is busy working on themselves and their own problems and their own issues. Like, we could say whatever we want right now. It could suck. It could bomb. And it's going to affect us none. So once you realize that, like, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of starting for? What are you afraid of putting yourself out there? I think it's the fear that, like, it won't catch on. No one does care. For me, that is invigorating. It's freedom.
100%. And honestly, to kind of piggyback off that thought, this is another quote that I just, like, love. And I think this is something that I wish a lot of people would realize sooner. And I wish I had realized
the jump off. We have the jump on quote and the jump off quote.
This could be the jump off. The saying is, it's something like, in your 20s, you worry about what people think of you. In your 30s, you stop caring. In your 40s, you realize no one spends any time thinking about you anyway. And that kind of piggybacks off the thought that you had said. I just wish that saying was condensed. And it was like, when you worry about what other people think of you. When you're 20, you stop caring. And when you realize that no one was thinking about you anyway, because I think even at 22, I think a lot of people would get a lot further if they realized that, okay, I should just start and do what I want to do and throw stuff out into the world, as opposed to waiting to the time you hit 40 and then you realize, oh, no one gave a shit and no one was paying attention to begin with until something actually materializes. It's all about incentives. And we talk about this all the time, right? If there's some incentive for them to listen, or if they kind of think they can get something out of it, or if they think they can learn something from you, or if you're big enough and they think they can get in your circle, etc., then they'll pay attention. But at most people's levels, no one cares.
Yeah, and the people that do, those are the ones that treasure. I think that's a good jump off closing thought. That's episode one of The Jump Off.